Thank you, Vice President, and I'm encouraged by the conversation that we're having here today. Just summing up a few things, clearly we're in a situation of growing needs, which requires that we do more and do better to enable people to access the support and services that they so urgently need. And we're also in a time of shrinking resources, which then calls upon us to do more with less. And so highlighting a few things there from the discussion today, definitely more funds are needed. But within available funds, there's opportunities to improve and increase the quality there. In order to bring forward the additional funds to enable the kind of anticipatory action that has been highlighted, to avoid the late response that our friend from the Kenya Red Cross spoke about. This is absolutely key. And in response to the chair's question, I do see the role of regional organizations. One thing I would highlight is the role that the African Union, through the African Risk Capacity, has played in building a system to enable risk insurance to be triggered for participating nations based on changes in water saturation index. So basically triggering the release of funds in areas where the indicators are there that a drought is unfolding long before the response systems would be triggered. This is the kind of role that regional institutions can very helpfully play, and it's one that we have been part of from its inception and continue to support. So earlier funding of what is available and more flexible funding to enable the right investments in the right context, Rain's point before, that enable actors on the ground to save lives and livelihoods. The second area is really this need to optimize cooperation within the humanitarian sector, but across development and diplomacy. And this came out from all of us in speaking, but also from many and most of the comments from the floor. We cannot afford to not be firing on all cylinders in these areas if we're going to have any hope of reducing the needs or even just getting on top of them. And then third, there is a call that we all share that we accelerate efforts to increase the voice of affected populations in decision-making, to strengthen and support frontline actors who are there before, after, and during the humanitarian response and are the key lifeline of support to the population. And we need to really deepen our commitment but also accelerate our efforts to do that. And we count on all of you for that support. Thank you.